Hey, you're listening to Dr. Evan Levine. I'm the author of What Your Doctor Won't or Can't Tell You, and this is my podcast. Well, we'll talk about doctors, hospitals, drugs, and insurance companies, and what you need to know to take charge of your own health care.
So, Evan, you know, when I'm at a hospital and I'm going in there for something, I like to look at the badges because I like to see who's doing the work. Is he really a doctor? Is he really a nurse? So then I'm sitting there, and I see this woman going in and out. She's going in and out, doing all the things that a nurse would do.
Right.
She goes past me, and I see on her badge,
yeah,
CNA.
CNA.
Now, what?
Not RN.
You know, what's a CNA?
Because so you think they're like, they're doing all the nursing work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was the,
cleaning
the,
and
heartbeat. And the
right, checking the weight and everything. That's a certified nursing assistant. Get it? CNA. They assist the nurses. They make at least probably less than half of what a nurse makes. And they go to a course. They take a course for about a year, and then they're certified by usually it's on a state-to-state basis. Yeah, so you think they're all nurses. Right?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Exactly. Well,
which is why I like to look at the badges.
Exactly. It's like, you know, paralegal doing all the legal work.
No.
Physician assistants doing all the doctor's work. You know, CNA doing a lot of the nursing work. Well, what's cheaper for the hospitals? Hire more nurses or hire more CNAs?
Union Hospital? Hire the CNA.
Exactly. They hire the CNA. The CNAs get paid much less. Now, let's not take for granted that these CNAs are very important. Because, you know, Matt, the person, you know, I'm just going to quote somebody who is a CNA. And she's worked as a CNA for over 20 years. And I love what she had to say. She goes on to say, CNAs are known by most nurses as ass wipers.
Oh.
But the truth is, we're much more than that. In hospitals, I'm the one pulling IVs at discharge, running through admissions and getting a patient comfortable in their room, comforting them after they come to the floor, scared after being admitted from the ER and putting on the telemetry boxes. I take them to the bathroom. I assist them with everything they need. Most places I've worked at, including the hospitals, the nurses, especially today, they're buried in charting. They've got to go do all this computer stuff, the EMRs, the Pyxis, etc. I'm the one who turns your love one every few hours so they don't get pressure sores, not the nurse. I spend more time with the patients than the nurses do. You getting this? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the person that's feeding your relative, the person that's turning them, the person that's wiping their butt, okay? When your loved one wakes up in the middle of the night and confused and yelling and crying and not knowing where they are, I'm there, not the nurse, not the doctor. Look, there's no question that doctors and nurses are integral to patient health and well-being, but so are the CNAs, she goes on to say. And she also says being the CNA isn't rocket science, but it's not easy work. It's backbreaking and it's emotionally draining. And Matt, you know what? It's also a weak link. You go to a hospital where they don't train their CNAs well, okay? And the morale is really bad, and you're ringing the bell, okay? And the nurses are exhausted. Guess what? You're not getting washed. I've reviewed charts. The CNAs take weights on the patients. These patients are on the heart failure floor, right? The weights vary 10 pounds a day all over the place. Bad training, bad CNAs. The CNAs, like she said, are hooking up the monitor. The monitor's not hooked up right. You can't see the monitor. Matt, I was told a situation not long ago where at one hospital, one of these CNAs hooked up the monitor to the wrong patient. One patient in the room had a very fast heart rate. One patient in the room had a very slow heart rate. They switched the monitors, the CNAs. Now, there's also medical assistants and certified CMTs, that look at the monitors. There's a lot of C's out there, and all paraprofessionals, but nobody realized. The doctor should have realized, maybe the nurse should have realized, but they were giving the patient with the fast heart rate was on the wrong monitor, so they were giving medicines to slow the patient with the fast heart rate, but it was going to the patient with the slow heart rate. Hello, you got this? Not good. Okay, so the CNAs, they can't administer medication. Okay, they can't do that. The medical assistants, the trained medical assistants, some of them can give IM shots and do other things. But let me go on to say, so I brought this up to the nurses, and here's what some of the nurses said. The work that this person says is the work that nurses also do, but they are doing more of our work now because they are paid less! Exclamation point. Okay? Throughout the years, we've been taken from the bedside to do ever more increasing bureaucratic charting. Just like I'm doing now, Matt. I'm at the computer all day long. You got it? Mm-hmm. One nurse says, Evan, you've opened up Pandora's box here. Okay? The intelligent CNAs like herself learn through their experience, but they're also cheap labor, and they're not given their due credit.
I just closed the...
You like that, man?
Pandora's box.
Another nurse says they do heavy lifting, ass wiping, bed baths, walking, lifting, transferring, water runs, all the things the nurse doesn't have time or won't do. This nurse was nice enough to say they're the main caregivers in hospitals, nursing homes, and transitional care. Another nurse who worked at a very good hospital in Boston goes on to say, we had a nursing shortage. We also had a financial shortage. And guess what they did? They hired more certified nursing assistants. Okay? Although they're very helpful, they're also a lot cheaper, and the patients don't know. Just like you, Matt. Did you know?
I had no idea. Not until you see the badge.
So, Matt, I'm saying these nursing assistants are really the unsung heroes today because they're grinding it out. They're doing the real tough work. I'm not wiping asses. The nurses aren't wiping asses. They're doing that. They're helping the patients out of bed. They're getting the patient water, and they're helping feed the patient. But they're also the weak link because in hospitals that are not run well, where the morale is bad, they're the weak link when your relative rings that bell and no one comes, right? Or your relative isn't fed, is not spoon-fed or cleaned. It's often the fault of the staff, the certified nursing assistant. And like the nurses say, the nurses are so busy today with these electronic medical records and charting and the bureaucratic mess that the hands-on people have really become these certified nursing assistants. So what you saw, Matt, and what a lot of people see, you think they're a registered nurse, you call out for the nurse and they come, but you're right, when you look at the ID card, you might go ahead and see CNA. Thanks for listening to Real Medicine with Evan Levine and Matt Lagercio. Hey, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me and read my book, What Your Doctor Won't or Can't Tell You, that's available on Kindle Edition at Amazon.com. Be safe, and remember, ask lots of questions when it comes to your health. The information provided in this podcast or through linkages to other sites is not a substitute for medical or professional care, and you should not use the information in place of a visit, call consultation, or the advice of your physician or other healthcare provider.